Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Heather is in Wadsworth, going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is brought to you by Apex Skin. Hey, Heather, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing well. Doing well. We're ready for you to answer these five questions. So whenever you are ready, ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I sure can. Good luck to you, Heather.
All right.
Thank you.
She's making her way out of here. Producer Stevie stays in here. Keep a track of the score. We'll ask you five questions. Obviously, there is a timer involved, so just make sure you give us the answer before you hear that buzzer. When you're done, we will play a quick song. After the song, Producer Stevie will reveal how you did. And then it's Jen's turn to answer those same five questions, and let's see if you can trump Tui today. All right, we're going to begin with question number one. We're going to start with Live Nation. They are offering a Summer of Live promotion at Blossom. This is good news for us because you can get four lawn tickets for $99, including fees to select concerts this summer. Blossom's maximum capacity, is it over or under 5,000 people?
Under.
Let's go with question number two. Prince Harry, Meghan Markle, they are reportedly bringing Prince Archie and Princess Lilibet, to the UK next month. This will be the children's first visit in 4 years. It remains unclear whether they're going to reunite with Prince William and Kate Middleton. Speaking of those two, Prince William and Kate Middleton, give me the first name of either of their three children.
Louis.
Let's go with question number three. Jennifer Lopez is teasing new music with her upcoming track, Everything's Fine. The caption on Instagram would also reveal the song is going to be delivered to fans on the 26th of this month. Now, Jennifer Lopez stars in a new movie on Netflix that features which actor who is best known for playing the role of Roy Kent on Ted Lasso?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I don't know his name. But I know he goes, whistle.
Does that count, Stevie? We'll see. We'll see if it counts as a credit. Could you imagine?
No, I would take it.
Yeah, I know.
Jen would get very upset.
She would get very upset, but I like that answer. Question number four. Cinemark's popcorn bucket designs. I'm all over these things. I don't even care about the movie. I just love. They're over the top for the upcoming movie, specifically for Spider-Man. So the Spider-Man combo container that holds both a drink and also popcorn with this hand-shaped section working as a drink holder. They have this web-shaped bowl that holds popcorn. It's very involved. So the most recent Spider-Man full-length film was in 2021. The name of that movie was Spider-Man No Blank Home. So I need you to fill in the blank. Spider-Man No Blank Home.
No Way Home?
All right. Question number five. Charlie XCX is showing some love for Olivia Rodrigo's latest album, singling out one track that is her standout favorite. The singer shared that her thoughts on X simply writing, Maggots for Brains is so good. My 11-year-old's favorite song on the track.
It's a good one.
It is really good.
Saw that. I was like, oh, Izzy loved the same song. That was in a post that was quickly, of course, gaining traction among fans online. My question to you, what is the name of Olivia Rodrigo's new album?
Stardust. I have no idea.
Well, let's go with Stardust. That's a good name. All right, let's see if you hit on that one and how you did with the other four questions next. Continuing with a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Heather of Wadsworth answered five questions a minute ago. How'd Heather do?
Heather got two.
There you go.
Good job, Heather.
Two. I did three if I count the one.
Kind of. That one was pretty close. It's like a 275.
Yeah, we'll go that.
Yeah, brought to you by Apex Skin. Remember, up for grabs. It's an exclusive Jen and Tim Show mug, $50 Apex Skin gift card, and, of course, that grand prize. Everybody try to get into this. It's a big deal. Brought to you by Apex Skin. It's a prize pack worth $250. So here we go. Same five questions we asked Heather just a minute ago. We begin with question number one. And Live Nation, this is good news for us. They're offering the Summer of Live promotion at Blossom. So you'll be able to get four lawn tickets for $99, including fees to select concerts this summer. Blossom's maximum capacity, is it over or under 5,000 people?
Over.
It is. It is over 5,000. As we move to question number two, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, they are reportedly bringing Prince Archie and Princess Lilibet to the UK next month. This will be the children's first visit in 4 years. It still remains unclear whether they're going to reunite with Prince William and also Kate Middleton. Now, speaking of those two, once again, Prince William and Kate Middleton, give me the first name of either of their three children.
Charlotte.
Absolutely. Move to question number three. J-Lo is teasing new music with her upcoming track, Everything's Fine. The caption on Instagram would reveal the song is also going to be delivered to fans on the 26th of this month. Now, Jennifer Lopez stars in a new movie on Netflix that features which actor who is probably best known for his role as Roy Kent on Ted Lasso?
Brett Goldstein.
You leave him alone, J-Lo!
I love him.
Leave him alone! Question number four. Cinemark's popcorn bucket designs, as you know, they're over the top, and they continue to be over the top for the upcoming Spider-Man movie. So the Spider-Man combo container that holds both a drink and a popcorn, it has this hand-shaped section that works for the drink holder, this web-shaped bowl that holds the popcorn. It's an entire thing. The most recent Spider-Man full-length film in 2021, the title of that movie was Spider-Man No Blank Home.
No Way Home?
No Way Home! As we move to question number five, Charlie XCX is showing some love for Olivia Rodrigo's latest album, singling out one track as a standout favorite. The singer shared her thoughts on X and simply wrote, "Maggots for Brains is so good," in a post that quickly gained traction among fans online. Our question to you, what is the name of Olivia Rodrigo's new album?
Oh, it's like I'm so happy for a girl that's sad. I'm so sad for a girl that should be happy. I'm breaking up with somebody and I'm happy and sad.
I think if we combine all those, the letters and the words are there.
You almost got it, yeah.
You seem pretty sad for a girl so in love.
Oh,
you were right there, though. It's not like it's an easy one. No,
that's a tough one.
That was a good guess. Final totals there, Stevie?
Heather 2, Jen 4.
Oh
man, I'm sorry, Heather.
That's okay.
That's all right. You played. We always appreciate you playing and listening to the show, obviously, but you know what you need to say.
I'm Heather from Wadsworth, and I did not Trump Tui.
Jen is in North Ridgeville. Going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is brought to you by Apex Skin. Hey, Jen, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Oh, we are doing well. We're excited you're playing this round of Trump Tui. Whenever you are ready, ask Jen Tui to leave the room.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I sure can, Jen. Good luck.
You too.
All right. Producer Stevie, stay in the studio with me. Jen is making her way out of the room. Oh, wow.
That was a heavy slam.
Wow.
Today.
The doorknob's going to break. It's already barely hanging on, Jen.
That happens to us
often. Whoa. Slam the door on the way out of the studio. All right. We're going to ask you five questions. There is a timer, so just make sure you give me your answer before you hear the buzzer. That way your answer will count. When you're done, we will see if the door handle works. If so, we'll grab Jen from the hallway and bring her back in and ask her the same five questions. We're all rooting for you. Obviously, it's brought to you by Apex Skin. So here we go. Question number one. So Olivia Wilde was reflecting on the backlash that she faced when she was dating Harry Styles, saying the criticism over their age gap and their relationship was crazy, and that people were not happy at all with her. The two are 10 years apart. So they've both moved on. Harry Styles is now engaged to Zoe Kravitz. Is their age gap, once again, Harry Styles and Zoe Kravitz, over or under 10 years?
Over.
Let's go with question number two. Ben Stiller revealed on the Roommates Sportscast that he is making a New York Knicks documentary for HBO with A24 production. In which museum-themed movie franchise does Ben Stiller play Larry Daly?
Night at the Museum.
Nice job. Question number three. Red Robin is selling 86 company-owned restaurants as part of an effort to reduce debt and also strengthen finances. They are going to remain open and continue operating under the Red Robin brand. What is Red Robin's slogan?
I have no idea.
That's all right. That's all right. I just wanted to wait to the buzzer hit in case you had a last second guess there. Question number four, Live Nation. This is good news for us. Offering the Summer of Live promotion at Blossom. So you're going to be able to get four lawn tickets for $99 to select concerts this summer. Some of those shows, you've got Train, you have Evanescence, TLC, Billy Idol, Stevie, and more.
Don't say Stevie.
Billy Idol. Mo. Stevie going to be at that one?
I don't think I have tickets.
Such a big fan, though. I don't know if you're going lawn. You're probably going pavilion way up there. All right. Which Evanescence song includes the famous lyric, "Wake Me Up Inside"?
Save me. I don't know the name of it.
That's right. No, you're on the right track. Question number five. I know she absolutely. Question number five. Jennifer Lopez is teasing new music with her upcoming track, Everything's Fine. The caption also revealed the song will be delivered to fans on the 26th of this month. Now, Jennifer Lopez's 2011 song, or her hit song called On the Floor, is currently going viral thanks to which hit Amazon Prime series?
Off Campus.
You finished this yet?
No.
What is happening? I've been waiting for you to finish this.
I got Love Island.
Jen's never going to watch it.
I'm almost done.
I know you're busy. Got mouth issues. Like, there's a lot going on in Stevie's world. Sure is. All right, we're going to see how you did with those five questions next.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's continue this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, brought to you by Apex Skin. So Jen in North Ridgeville just a few minutes ago answered five questions. How did she do?
Jen got two.
Well, there you go.
Good job, Jen.
Two.
Oh, that's
correct
horrible.
Today. It's not bad.
You never Kidding know. You... I could get one. We could tie it, too. There's so many outcomes that could happen here.
Yeah. We'll see.
We will see. All right, same five questions we're asking Jen. Here we go. Olivia Wilde reflected on the backlash that she faced while she was dating Harry Styles, said it was the criticism was over their age gap and the relationship was the criticism was crazy and that people were not happy with her. The two are 10 years apart. So Harry Styles has moved on, as has she. But Harry Styles is now engaged to Zoe Kravitz. Is their age gap over or under 10 years?
Under.
It is under. It is 5 years. If we move to question number two, Ben Stiller revealed on the Roommates Sports podcast that he is making a New York Knicks documentary for HBO with A24 production. In which museum-themed movie franchise does Ben Stiller play Larry Daly?
The Smith. Oh, wait. Knight's Museum!
It is.
I thought you wanted the name of the museum at first.
I was wondering if that was going to be
easy breezy.
It
no.
It's tougher. Question number three.
No.
What?
This isn't even good
God.
News.
Oh, my God. Why would you pause so long and then that would be what we, the
Did
reward
you hear
of the
Jen
pause?
Of North Ridgeville's reaction? This is an entertainment program.
This is not about
just
food.
Reading here.
What?
This is sad news.
And you're making that sound?
Sad news, but not for the mouth. As Red Robin is selling 86 company-owned restaurants as a part of an effort to reduce debt and also strengthen finances.
Doesn't sound very to me.
No, it really doesn't.
Well, you need to go. They'll remain open
pricey,
and continue.
Red Robin.
I haven't been in a while.
This feels like they should be more at Applebee's.
They'll be-
all right.
No shade to Red Robin.
I'm glad you're on this show.
Me too, very much.
They'll remain open and continue operating under the Red Robin brand. What is the Red Robin slogan?
Red Robin. Get round a burger.
I thought you were about
Me
to just
too.
Nail it. I thought you
I don't know. Down on the farm.
Red Robin. Yum. Or...
I don't think you heard that commercial like 800 times.
I think so.
It gets stuck
now
in your
you
head.
Said it.
It sure does.
Maybe not enough.
How's
though?
It go again, Tim?
Can Red you... Robin, yum.
Yeah, I've heard that. Kind of reminds me of the Serpentini commercial.
Do that for me. Okay. Question number four, Live Nation. This is good news for us. Is offering the Summer of Live promotion at Blossom. You'll be able to get Foreign Lawn tickets for $99 to select concerts this summer. Now, some of those shows include Train, Evanescence, TLC, Billy Idol.
Should we take Stevie?
Like
I feel like we need to take her to
I
that show.
I said it when you were out of the room. That's more of a pavilion show for Stevie, though.
Yeah.
She needs to get close.
We need to get her backstage everything.
Which Evanescence song includes the famous lyric, Wake Me Up Inside?
Is it Bring Me to Life? Oh, geez. Bring Me to Life?
It is Bring Me to Life. Mm-hmm. I know. Question number five. Jennifer Lopez is teasing new music with her upcoming track, Everything's Fine. The caption has also revealed the song will be delivered to fans on the 26th of this month. Jennifer Lopez's 2011 hit song, On the Floor, is currently going viral thanks to which hit Amazon Prime series?
Oh, that's Off Campus.
It is Off Campus. Good guess. Final totals there, Stevie.
Who said I guessed?
Oh, did you know? Oh, good job.
No, I guess.
I just know you haven't watched it.
No, I definitely guessed. I was just trying to sound smart there, like I knew.
Yeah, Stevie hasn't finished it. I'm waiting for her to finish
it. I'm almost there.
Okay. What are the final totals there, Stevie?
Jen of North Bridgeville 2, Jen of the Studio 4.
Yeah.
Sorry, favorite Jen. Title for you.
I like that.
I love that title.
Thank you, Jen of North Ridgeville.
Well, thank you.
That was a long breath. Did you hear that?
Kind of like your long pause.
That was a long breath. Yeah. Well, thank you for listening. Thank you for playing, but you know what you need to say.
Yes, this is Jen from North Ridgeville, and I did not trump Tui.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.